Imagine this. Two different safety ratings agencies in two different developed countries have analysed the same car. Like, exactly the same car. One of those agencies has given that car the highest possible safety rating. The other one says, quote, last placed, and the real disappointment in this release is the Hyundai Kona, which scrapes by with 4 stars. In reality, lucky to avoid 3 stars. Highest possible rating from one agency, real disappointment from the other. These are mutually exclusive propositions, surely. On my world, in this kind of situation, I would infer that one of those agencies, to be blunt, is full of, well, dude, it's brown and a last resort in the domain of sandwiches. I'm John Logan from AutoExpert.com.au. New cars cheap, obviously, but Australia only. Website, card. Now, in the interest of full transparency, I did urinate ever so slightly in my trousers when I boldly went where no man had gone before and perused those stories in the classifieds which nobody reads, also known as car sales. Bruce Newton is the journo on this one, and full credit where it is due. Bruce is a total pro. You can take anything he writes to the friggin' bank, dude. He plays this game at an elite level, and he's got numerous runs on the board. Like, he's done it all before, basically. He's given every car maker the shits from time to time. Hashtag respect. Well done, son. You know, you actually have to be pretty brave to be a decent journo, because someone always hates every report you produce, especially if it's true and somewhat juicy. And I do smell the distinct odour of tantrum emanating from between the lines of both of those reports. A senior executive in a car company has finally grown a pair and cracked the number 2s fair in public, telling unread Bruce that you can't have a mature conversation with ANCAP about safety. This is beyond perfect. This unfortunate in-trouser leakage incident of mine stems from that. Like, I'm putting it down to hilarity, not incontinence, not yet at least. But I remain eternally grateful that I was wearing my favourite yellow trousers on the train at the time. That was certainly serendipitous. This report is sponsored by NordVPN. Get 4 extra months of Nord for free now, plus a huge discount at nordvpn.com/AEJC. Online security threats and scams are everywhere, but you don't have to be the next victim. That's where NordVPN comes in. Nord does the stuff that you and I don't really understand in the background, hiding your IP address and locking everything down. Go to nordvpn.com/AEJC now. Your exclusive Auto Expert discount is huge right now. Plus, you're going to get 4 extra months completely free. nordvpn.com/AEJC. I'll put a link in the description. Just subscribe, download the app, and connect. One click later, your IP address is shielded and your online traffic is heavily encrypted across as many as 6 of your devices. Nord is the fastest VPN on the planet. It costs only about as much as 1 cup of coffee every month to keep your data, your identity, and your devices secure. Masking your location means you'll also get access to streaming and other services that might be blocked where you live. Plus, you can continue to watch your favorite content when you travel. You might even be able to score some great online travel deals that are unavailable where you live. Go to nordvpn.com/AEJC now. Boost your security and enjoy that huge discount plus those extra 4 months completely free. It's totally risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/AEJC. Link in the description. John Kett is one of the big dogs at Hyundai in Australia. And he recently sinned twice, venially and odiously, back to back, within minutes of each other. And first, what he did was he committed the vile corporate sin of honesty. And second, he did it in front of big, bad editorial Bruce from the classifieds, which nobody reads. If you're going to be frank and honest, never in front of a journalist, dude. Like, Jesus. I do hope this doesn't get picked up by that horrible... that horrible... cock on YouTube, because he would amplify awareness of this hilarious tantrum, wouldn't he? And nobody wants that. See, like a lot of car makers, Hyundai is properly miffed with ANCAP, but they generally don't say so in public because they live in fear of retribution in the form of Machiavellian bullshit. If you're a car maker, you generally feel as if ANCAP is a dominatrix and you are the worm. The latest Kona got 4 stars, which is tantamount to a knee in the safety nuts. It only just managed to meet the minimum threshold for 5 stars on crashworthiness criteria, and that is probably a consequence of its dual powertrain engineering, like for electric and combustion. Inevitably, some compromises are required, but in reality, it got 4 stars, mainly because of ANCAP's obsession with ADAS, the Advanced Driver Annoyance Systems, for which there is fuck all evidence that any lives are actually being saved. And the road toll is on the up, isn't it? Thanks so much, ADAS. You don't seem to be working. Achieving a 5-star rating for Kona is an opportunity that Hyundai appears to have overlooked with their design. Pro tip, it's its design, not their design. Companies are singular entities. Volleyball referee and ANCAP CEO Carla Horweg there in a follow-up statement to Bruce from the Nobody Reads Classifieds. She was certainly on a roll. Several of Hyundai's recent models have fallen just shy of 5-star requirements, which is disappointing for consumers and fleet buyers. I don't know precisely what she means by several or recent, but I just checked back as far as 2020. Palisade was briefly given 4 stars in 2022, but a few months later, the vehicle's planned midlife model upgrade saw it re-rated in August of 2022 to 5 stars, and the Kona was the only other 4-star rating I could find in all of the 20s. So go figure. If those two are several and recent, then okay, but aside from that, for Hyundai, it's been 5 stars all the way this decade. Now, to put this ANCAP 4-star Kona rating in perspective, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, a highly funded and respected safety ratings agency in America, has a completely different take on the 2024 Kona. Now, I rate the IIHS because their motivation is really, really simple to understand. They're funded by insurance companies. And what do insurance companies want? They want fewer crashes and less trauma, because crashes lead to claims and claims cost money, dragging balance sheets into the red, and nobody wants that. And because they are funded by insurers, they have access to endless crash data. It's not altruism, in other words. They want to improve the balance sheets of their members. Less carnage out there on the road is just a kind of happy feedback effect of achieving that. Now, individuals at the IIHS are obviously deeply committed to safety, right? But at an organisational level, it's all about the bottom line for insurance companies. And I'd suggest that this is a motivation that you and I can trust. Anyway, the IIHS considers the 2024 Kona a top safety pick Plus. These awards identify the best vehicle choices for safety within size categories during a given year. Larger, heavier vehicles generally afford more protection than smaller, lighter ones. Thus, a small car that qualifies for an award might not protect its occupants as well as a bigger vehicle that doesn't earn the award. The IIHS there. And of course, Isaac Newton says, shit yeah, via Ouija board, obviously, on all of that. So who are you going to trust, right? A tiny, independent vacuum cleaner for taxpayer cash here at the arse end of the world whose main function is getting down on its knees and cutting and pasting Euro NCAP ratings? Or a juggernaut dripping with cash from America whose only function is to improve the bottom line for insurance companies by getting people actually into safer cars and thereby reducing the cost of crashes and claims? Keddie's Beef, apparently, which is incidentally a pretty good name for a butcher if the whole running a car company caper gets old, like I'd shop there. Keddie's Beef is not the ANCAP four-star rating for Kona. That's just an objective fact. Kona is an ANCAP four-star car. His beef, and presumably also Hyundai's beef, which is not nearly as good a name for a butcher, incidentally, is the default categorization by inference from ANCAP itself that anything less than five stars is a fucking death trap here in Australia. I mean, if it's a safety shit box here, how can exactly the same car be a top safety pick plus in America? How can that happen? Someone's got to be full of shit about one of these determinations. And I think I know who. My own view is, why have six fucking increments on the dial, like zero through to five stars, that's six different ratings, when anything less than five is purportedly a death trap and therefore unacceptable? ANCAP, therefore, offers a binary rating system misrepresenting itself as a five-star rating system. ANCAP seems quite keen to categorize its ratings that way, like five or death trap, presumably because it allows them to insert a barbed wire enema deep into the anus of every car maker whose vehicles score fewer than five stars. The delivery system for that uncomfortable suppository is typically a scathing press release calling for whatever car maker to stop killing its customers and generally do better. I'm paraphrasing. ANCAP can then shove these somewhat whiffy instruments under the snout of the minister, claiming to be a staunch safety advocate, keeping bastard death-dealing car makers in line, and thus helping to ensure those rivers of taxpayer-funded gold keep on flowing, unobstructed. And the minister du jour can keep doing governmental fuck-all at an elite level, which is just the way he or she typically likes the ship to run. Keddie, the would-be butcher from Hyundai, basically told Big Bad Bruce from the classifieds nobody reads that he thinks a four-star car today is safer than a five-star car from 2020 to 2022 inclusive, and presumably before that also. And that's probably correct, like depending on what kind of crash you actually have. And I say it like that at the end about depending on what kind of crash, because if, for example, you drive into Ayers Rock head on at 120 k's an hour, all cars in that situation are basically equally safe. An LDVT 60 Ute, that's a five-star car officially today. It wears the coveted ANCAP five-star logo. Yes, but it doesn't have a centre airbag and there's no AEB of any flavour and no lane keeping assistance, etc. Against contemporary ANCAP criteria, it's kind of deficient. But if you're a fleet buyer, the T60 remains on the table, dude, because five-star. Shit, yeah. Five-star in 2017, that is. Like, it was tested in August of 2017. That's 6 years and 8 months ago. If that rating was the ham in the fridge, I'd be reserving it solely for the mother-in-law. ANCAP says its ratings last only 6 years. This is a kind of entirely unequivocal statement on its website today. Used by date for our ratings, 6 years. Vehicle models rated by ANCAP are issued with a date stamp that is valid for 6 years. It doesn't really get much clearer than that, does it? But if you wanted even greater clarity, if a model is not replaced or reassessed to ANCAP's latest rating criteria within the 6-year rating validity period, the rating for that model expires and the rating status of newly built units changes to unrated. Vehicles built during the 6-year rating validity period retain their ANCAP rating. I'll put the entire statement just up there, dude, so you can tell I'm not just being an unfair bastard. A bastard, perhaps, but not unfairly so. Last time I looked, August of 2017 plus 6 years equals August of 2023, and yet the LDV T60's rating appears as if current today on ANCAP's website and LDV's website. According to ANCAP, it will not officially expire until December of 2024. And fuck knows why. I'm going to need someone better at mathematics than me to lay out the temporal arithmetic of that. When the same thing happened to the Mazda CX-5, which was tested in April of 2017, ANCAP sliced the nuts off its 5-star rating in December of 2023. So, I don't know, perhaps it's a calendar year deal. Current CX-5 is certainly unrated because its 2017 rating has expired. This is how organisations satirise themselves in the golden age of bullshit in 2024. They just don't do what they say they do with any great apparent consistency. Furthermore, ANCAP is seemingly overjoyed to test the likes of the Kia EV9 and the Mercedes EQE, two of its latest assessments, incidentally, which are basically statistical anomalies that virtually nobody is going to buy. Very few customers for either of those vehicles. And of course, in this context, by test, I mean cut and paste the test from Euro NCAP. They changed the logos, obviously, and that is your taxpayer funds at work. Dude, how do you feel about that? Cutting and pasting, logo swapping. Those cars were not tested here. The majority of ANCAP's latest ratings are not tested here. They're happy to publish the results from Europe for two irrelevant EVs, but not conduct some kind of formal reassessment of one of the most popular vehicles in the country, the CX-5, which 25,000 Australians are likely to buy this year. There's officially no rating for this incredibly popular medium-sized SUV. This matters because, apart from anything else, fleets often have 5-star only procurement policies. They will not consider CX-5s or Konas because they're either no longer 5-star or suddenly 4-star, respectively. But it's okay to buy an LDV T60 despite its rating being almost 7 fucking years old. And incidentally, the Kia Rio, Kia Stonic, Jeep Compass, MG ZS, and Suzuki Swift also have seemingly current 2017 ANCAP ratings. Go figure. In other words, all older than 6 years. Perhaps they have a superpower or are exploiting, I don't know, some fine print loophole in the bylaws that frickin' ANCAP deemed not worth reporting to the public in its FAQs about how its rating system works. Like, who would know? I asked some people in car companies about this recently and none of them knew. Go figure. All of these cars were 5-star in 2017, but they might not even be 3 if tested against current ANCAP criteria today. How the fuck would you even know? Because the tests are completely different. LDV is quite proud of its almost 7-year-old 5-star rating on their website. Dude, imagine that. 6 airbags and electronic stability control. That's amazing. This situation is a frickin' dog's breakfast of misalignment and poor communication leading to batshit craziness in the fleet procurement policy domain and a huge information deficit if you are a typical car buyer. Now, you should contrast this with the IIHS system, which lists top safety picks and top safety pick pluses for each year. It makes it so simple for the safety-conscious American motorist, doesn't it? Now seems like the right time to reveal the catalyst for the extra yellow in my trousers on the train the other day. The would-be butcher from Hyundai informed Bruce, whom nobody reads, "So, I can't buy this car because it says 4 stars, but I can buy this car because it says 5 stars. So you sit there scratching your head, but you just have to accept it." I would argue that the obvious danger in travelling so far off the freaking reservation and calling ANCAP out in the soundbite domain is it's pretty easy to be dismissed as merely an aggrieved seller of unsafe death traps, isn't it? When you talk about it openly, it's as though you want to hurt someone, so you just don't talk about it. We can't have a mature conversation. Surely someone can say it's a 4-star because the protocols in 2023 are so tough. But I tell you what, the 4-star protocol is good enough to buy because if you are buying a 2020 protocol 5-star, you can be assured this newer car is better. We don't even do something simple like that. I think you just did, Keddy. The butcher's shop's got to be looking pretty good right about now, doesn't it? No good deed goes unpunished, in other words. This unseemly, but honest and truthful also, conduct, frankly, swims against the tide of everything. For example, people like Donald Trump taught the world about the overall importance of maturity in public discourse. And the reason I find this so fucking hilarious is not because Ketty's beef is wrong. He's not. He's bang on. A 4-star car dated 2024 versus a 5-star car dated 2017. Well, I'll take today's 4-star car if I have to crash. Thank you very much. Every time. Especially if it crashed okay in the test and the main deficiency lies in all the annoying, badly implemented ADAS shit that ANCAP keeps piling on in its masturbatory 5-star fantasy, and there's no evidence that any of it works, dude, like none. Mr. Kett's stated position is hilarious to me because if you see someone who looks somewhat dodgy and dangerous in a secluded car park at, I don't know, midnight, and you walk straight up to them and you hand them your loaded Glock 40 Gen 4 MOS, you've just given away any and all entitlement to shock and awe when they step up immediately and shoot you with it before Dysoning up your friggin' wallet and driving off in your car. Car makers in Australia behave like they're the tail, and thus they've trained ANCAP to believe that it is the dog. In reality, ANCAP has no regulatory authority, no real power, and its only real mission, aside from maximum cutting and pasting from its colleagues in Europe, is to keep the minister happy and thus the golden taxpayer floodgates jammed open. The problem here is that despite all of its tough talk, the posturing, the sotto voce carmaker outrage, and its slimy but pretty well-funded lobby group in Canberra, the car industry fundamentally lacks the balls, the temerity, whatever, to put ANCAP in its place. They're all bark and no bite, car makers. Like, you wouldn't want to be with any of them in the aftermath of a helicopter crash in the outback. They just go to water, all of them. They're terrible. They've certainly got the leverage, though, collectively at least. For example, there's no requirement that they just keep stumping up and giving umpteen cars to ANCAP for crash testing and other assessment on demand, is there? If ANCAP had to start buying all of those cars or paying for more tests, things would look a little bleak at the Christmas party, wouldn't they? Also, one of the main levers car makers have is the free publicity they give ANCAP every time they advertise a safety rating on their website and in brochures and, of course, at dealerships. Car makers do de facto promotional PR for ANCAP. They should just stop doing that, like stop promoting ANCAP, or threaten to. That might be even better. Like, they have all these meetings in Kingston about new and exciting ways to fuck the consumer over. Why not just devote the last hour or so to bringing ANCAP to heel? Like, come on. To Ketty, I would say, highly entertaining, dude, and in perspective, hilarious to see you say all of that out loud, finally. In front of a top-notch journalist, albeit someone whom nobody reads. Thank God it was in that kind of publication. Perhaps we can live in hope that it will just sink without disturbing the surface tension at all. I don't know that they make bags big enough for all of the fucking Hail Marys. Ketty's going to need to atone for such a large imposition of honesty on the public record. Do not let such a thing happen again, dude. They'll excommunicate you from Kingston, revoke your visa. They'll stop you at the Fishwick gates. And you know what happens there? I do hope ANCAP won't fuck them over too badly at the first available cutting and pasting opportunity. I'm pretty sure they'll try. I'll wear my yellow trousers that day too, because there will doubtless be even more leakage when that gets reported. To T-Dub from the grubby little lobby group with a grandiose title, I'd say enough with the world tour, dude. How many times can you sing with the Spice Girls and reboot Stayin' Alive before that gets old? And how do you hit those high notes with such fidelity? It's truly amazing to me. It's high time for the FCAI to get Machiavellian on ANCAP's ass, I'd suggest. Cars might even become slightly less annoying should they get their shit together successfully on this one and at least push ADAS a little bit further towards the horizon. And finally, just before I go out online and locate some more adult incontinence activewear in preparation for the upcoming industry ANCAP title fight, to Ketty, I would argue that the reason car makers can't have a mature conversation with ANCAP about the thorny issue of the non-death trappery of four-star cars, or even a respectful objective disagreement based on logically thought-out argument, is that this is not what the dog expects of its tail. Dude, mature discourse, please. It just wants you to wag or quietly slink out of the way when those nuts demand another good old-fashioned lick. I am coming back a dog, dude, fair dinkum. I'm just going to dream about chasing frisbees made of porterhouse for 20 fucking hours a day. And when I'm awake, if I'm not tearing up the backyard on adrenaline overdrive, I'm going to tell that tail to cover me, because my tongue and I, we're going in. That has to be so impossibly therapeutic, don't you think? Compared with, say, tolerating ANCAP. Go to the IIHS website, dude. Check out how they roll, because they're not full of shit.